Welcome back to the Big Beat Online Radio Show with your host, DJ King Blind. This is episode 40. You can visit us online at djkingblind.com. There you can write us and say hello. You can subscribe to our podcast. You can donate to our show, or you can listen to any of our available podcasts. This week, our theme is going solo. Let's dive in and talk about it. Bands begin and bands break up. And from those breakups can arise one or more solo efforts. These are also when an artist can record a solo album as a side project. Whether it's bad blood, creative differences, or the need to spread their wings, we're going to present a group of hits by individuals who went on to find success beyond their original acts, right? Is your group already successful? You have hit songs, platinum albums, and adoring fans. What more could you possibly ask for? A lot, apparently. Not every spotlight was meant to be shared. And maybe out of artistic necessity or band friction or simply the desire to cash more checks, some artists must break away from their day gigs and have a solo turn in front of the mic. In some cases, the split is acrimonious. In others, the solo career and the group continues in tandem. Yet for every D.D. King or Victoria Beckham bid for standalone stardom, certain artists have a genuine front and center moment, moments that rival and sometimes eclipse the groups that emerge from them. And I think I've put together some really cool songs and artists and a pretty interesting story to talk to you about today. So I'm going to start off, I'm going to DJ a set of music for you, and then at the end we're going to talk about everything I just played in sort of that background and history and maybe why they went solo in the first place and sort of the effect that it maybe it caused in that group or groups. We're going to start everything off from the ashes of Led Zeppelin in London, England. It's Mr. Robert Plant. We'll be right back.
just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park, and then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo, then later a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
Gone, you can never come back. When was just 34 years old, and I was still wandering in a haze. I was wondering why everyone I met seemed like they were lost in a maze. I don't know why I thought I should have some kind of divine right to the blues. It's sympathy, not tears, people need when they're the front page sad news. The incense burned away and the stench began to rise. Lovers now estranged avoided catching each other's eyes. Girls who lost their children cursed the men who fit the quota, and men not fit for marriage took their refuge in the order. No one respects the flame quite like the fool who's badly burned. From all this you'd imagine that there must be something learned. Slip skirt, Jeannie never wears those slip skirts. I don't ever wear no lip shirts. Can't pretend that going on her never hurts. Knee pants, Jeannie never wears no knee pants. Have to be so drunk to try new pants. So afraid of every new romance. Slip skirt, slip skirt.
glass. I look through my window so bright. I see the stars come out tonight. I see the bright and hollow sky over the city's ripback sky. And everything looks good tonight. We'll ride through the city tonight. We'll see the city's ripped back sides. We'll see the bright and hollow sky. We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A star's made for us tonight. The passenger, how he rides. Oh, the passenger, he rides and he rides. He looks through his window. What does he see? He sees a sight and hollow sky. He sees the stars come out tonight. He sees the city's ripped back sides. He sees the winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. Cause it just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride and see what's mine. He rides and he rides. He sees things from under glass. He looks through his window inside. He sees the things he knows are his. He sees the bright and hollow sky. He sees the city asleep at night. He sees the stars are out tonight. And all of it is yours and mine. And all of it is yours and mine. So let's ride and ride and ride and ride.
listen.
Maggie, I think
got something to say to you. It's late September and I really should be back at school. I know I keep you amused, but I feel I'm being used. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. What's in your face really shows your age. But that don't worry me none. In my eyes, you're everything. I laughed at all of your jokes. My love, you didn't need to coax. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried. To save you from being alone, you stole my soul, and that's a pain I can do without. All I needed was a friend to lend a guiding hand, but you turned into a lover and mother. What a lover, you wore me out. All you did was wreck my bed and then the kick me in the head. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home, 'cause you didn't wanna be alone. You stole my heart, I couldn't leave you if I tried. Stole my heart, but I love you anyway.
San Antone on a hot and dusty night. We were eating eggs and Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton as he washed his sleeveless shirt. You know that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt. Come now, gentlemen, I know there's some mistake. How forgetful I'm becoming now you fix your business straight. I remember you in Hemlock Road, 1956. You're a faggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick. You a lashing and smashing hunk of man. Your sweat shines sweet and strong. Your organ's working perfectly, but there's a part that's not screwed on. I want you at the Coke convention back in 1965. You're the meth red gray executive I see heavily advertised. You're the gray gray man whose daughter licks policeman's buttons clean. You're the man who squats behind the man who works the soft machine. Come now, gentlemen, your love is all I crave. You'll still be in the circus when I'm laughing. Laughing in my grave. When the old men do the fighting and the young men all look on, and the young girls eat their mother's meat from tubes of plastic corn, be wary, please, my gentle friends, of all the skins you breed. They have a tasty habit, they eat the hands that bleed. So remember who you say you are and keep your noses clean. Boys will be boys and play with toys, so be strong with your beast. Oh, Rosie dear, don't you think it's queer, so stop me if you please. The baby's dead, my lady said, you gentlemen, why you all work for me?
Shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me while I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on here, still craving your kiss. sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Banana Bird Bank!
Continuing news of the big news breakthrough. California's well-beloved San Andreas Fault. North Los Angeles into the sea. Thousands were reported to birth.
Well, you and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Can't you tell by the way I'm wrong? Every time you make eyes at me, yes, you cry and moan and say it'll work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. Now don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it. It's just that I am not in the market for a girl who wants to love only me. And I'm not saying that you ain't pretty. All's I'm saying's that I'm not ready for any person, place, or thing to try and pull the reins in on. Find a man who will take a lot more than I ever could or can, and you'll settle down with him, and I know that you'll be happy. So goodbye, I'm leaving. I see no sense in you crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me, babe. I'll go red. Settle down with him, and I know that you'll be happy. So goodbye, I'm leaving. I see no sense in you crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me, babe. If you live without me, woman. Ooh, if you live without me.
is like a wild goose wanders all around everywhere, trembles and it shakes till every tree's loose. It rolls the meadows and it rolls the meadows. So take me down to your dance floor. I won't mind people when they stare. Paint a different color on your front door and tomorrow we will still be there. Jesus built a ship to sing a song to. It sails the river and it sails the tide. Some of my friends don't know who they belong to. Some can't get a single thing to work inside. So take me down to your dance floor, and I won't mind the people when they stare. Paint a different color on your front door, and tomorrow we will still be there. I loved you every day, and now I'm leaving. And I can see the sorrow in your eyes. I hope you know a lot more than you're believing. Just so the sun don't hurt you when you cry. Oh, take me down to your dance floor. I won't mind the people when they stare. Paint a different color on your front door, and tomorrow we may still be there. And tomorrow we may still be there.
So Dottie plays with Jane. Jane plays with Willie. Willie is happy again. Sookie plays with Leo. Sasha plays with Brit. Adolf builds a bonfire. Enrico plays with it. Whistling tunes, we're kissing baboons in the jungle. It's a knockout. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears. Chiang Ching's is blue. They all have hills to fly them on, except for Lin Tai Yu. Dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. Whistling tunes, we hide in the dunes by the seaside. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
Welcome back. Man, that was fun. That was some great songs and a lot of songs I hadn't really thought about in a while. Let's talk about everything that I just played. I started everything off from the album The Principle of Moments. It's Mr. Robert Plant with a song In the Mood. That is from his second solo album, Principle of the Moments, in 1983. As a popular album track, it reached number 4 in the Billboard Top Tracks chart. It was later released as a single and entered the Billboard Hot 100 on November 19, 1983, peaking at number 39 in January 84. It was Plant's second top 40 single as a solo artist, following Big Log, also from The Principle of Moments. In the UK, it peaked at 81 on the singles chart. In the Mood was written by Plant, guitarist Robert Blunt, bassist Paul Martinez, and the drummer on this song was from Genesis. It's Mr. Phil Collins, and not the first time that he's going to be in my set. But will I be playing any Phil Collins? Absolutely not. But I think he's a good drummer, so there's going to be a couple instances of him playing. Off to New York City. From the album Transformer, it's Lou Reed and the song Perfect Day. Perfect Day is a song written in 1972. It was originally featured on Transformer, Reed's second post-Velvet Underground solo album, and it was released as a double A-side with the huge hit Walk on the Wild Side. Its fame was given a boost in the 90s when it was featured in the 1996 film Trainspotting. And after a star-studded version was released as a BBC charity single in 1997, reaching number one in the UK, Ireland, and Norway. Lou Reed re-recorded the song for his 2003 album Raven, a much lesser version, I believe, than the Transformer version that I DJ'd for you. After that, Neil Young, My My Hey Hey, Out of the Blue, from the live album Rust Never Sleeps. The song obviously contains the famous line that Kurt Cobain used in his suicide note: "It's better to burn out than fade away." A fantastic song, and the incredible power that Neil Young has with an acoustic guitar. Obviously, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, it's a big group of his, leaving, going solo there. Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, Lou Reed, The Velvet Underground, Neil Young, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Next, from the biggest band in the world, this man was in the Beatles. He played bass. His name is Paul. From his first solo album, McCartney, it's Paul McCartney with the song Maybe I'm Amazed. Why did I pick this song? Well, he went solo. It's his first solo album. And it's a huge hand grenade into the camp of the Beatles. Let's talk about why that is. Paul McCartney conjured this simple, immaculate love song on his piano at home at 7 Cavendish Avenue, St. John's Wood, London, where, with the Beatles' future uncertain, he'd been testing out some ideas on his new Studer 4-track tape recorder. While several of the strongest tunes that wound up on the 1970 solo debut, Junk and Teddy Boy, for example, had been written months earlier for potential use on Beatles albums, this one was an entirely new song, a reflection of how lost he must have felt as he watched the band that had been his life's work totally start falling apart. And writing this song and having this hit while the Beatles were still together was a hand grenade into that camp and really shook the world. Are the Beatles breaking up? Is Paul leaving? What's going on? There was a lot of friction in the Beatles, and this huge hit did not help. There's no missing the fact that Maybe I'm Amazed was something special. And so, in contrast with the deliberately DIY recordings that made up most of that new LP, he decided to give this song the full studio treatment. Here's what he did. He slipped into EMI's Abbey Road Studios under a fake name with his family in tow and completed the recording essentially alone, recording and producing every sound and instrument on that album with Linda's added harmonies. He said, we had a lot of fun recording it. We decided we didn't want to tell anyone what we were doing or go to any companies. He said it was just swell. Maybe I'm Amazed was a definite highlight of McCartney, released several weeks before the Beatles' Let It Be movie in 1970. But strangely, it was never released as a single. Despite significant radio airplay, a live version, however, made it into the top 10 in 1977 with his new band Wings Over America, and their set. For all the peaks that he had in the years and decades that followed, this early triumph remains McCartney solo era signature, but an understatement, but perfect beginning to a truly remarkable second act. You may not remember, but when these solo Beatles started, the huge Beatle out of the gate was John Lennon's Plastic Ono Band. McCartney was slagged by his fellow band members and didn't take really the lead into the sales and charts until around Wings, where he greatly surpassed everyone like a rocket ship into the stratosphere, as they say. Paul McCartney, we stay in London, England, with Mr. Pete Townsend from The Who. All the best cowboys have Chinese eyes. The song Slit Skirt, All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes, is the third solo studio album from Pete Townsend, released on the 14th of June 1982 by Atco Records. Chris Thomas produced the album, who had also produced Townsend's previous album, Empty Glass. It was recorded by Bill Price at three separate recording studios in London, which were Eel Pie, AIR, and Wessex. The album peaked on number 32 on the UK album charts and number 26 on the US Billboard 200. All the Best Cowboy Eyes contained some compositions that were salvaged from later albums by his band The Who and was released just 3 months before The Who's album, It's Hard. Maintaining his solo career alongside his band. John Entwistle, Keith Moon, Roger Daltrey would all have solo careers riding alongside that of The Who. Pete Townshend having the biggest of that. From Roxy Music, it's Brian Eno from the amazing album Another Green World, the song Sky Saw, and the second appearance of the drummer from Genesis, Mr. Phil Collins. Another Green World is the third studio album by Brian Eno, simply credited as Eno on the album. It was released on Island Records in September 1975. Produced by Eno and Rhett Davis, it features contributions from a small core of musicians, including Robert Fripp on guitar, Phil Collins on drums, Percy Jones, fretless bass, Rod Melvin piano, and John Cale of the Velvet Underground plays viola on two tracks. The album marked a transition from the rock bass music of Eno's previous two solo albums before that, and it reached into this new minimalism that he was working on and was part of his 70s ambient work. Of only five of its 14 tracks featured vocals, employing tactics derived from his oblique strategies, Cards for Guidance, Eno utilized a variety of unconventional recording techniques and instruments, reflecting the unusual credits such as snake guitar and uncertain piano on the record. Eno plays most of the instruments and generates most of the sounds himself. The famous cover painting on the front was by British artist Tom Phillips. Beautiful. Though the album failed to chart in the United States or the United Kingdom, Another Green World was initially met with high praise from the critics. Contemporary reception has been very positive. Several publications, including Rolling Stone, The Enemy, and Pitchfork, have named the album among the greatest of the 70s. Also, from Roxy Music, it's Brian Ferry. Let's Stick Together, the song Let's Stick Together. It's from his 1976 album. It was his third solo release. It was his first following disbanding of Roxy Music the year earlier. Unlike Ferry's two previous solo recordings, Let's Stick Together was not a dedicated album project. Instead, it was made up of material that was released as singles or B-sides and EP. It generally had favorable critical receptions, but only made it to the UK top 20. Next, Ringo Starr from the album Ringo. Ringo from the Beatles, of course. His biggest solo song, Photograph, and a song that I absolutely adore. From Detroit, Michigan, from The Stooges, from the album Lust for Life, it's Iggy Pop and the song The Passenger. Lust for Life is the second solo album by Iggy Pop. It was released on August 29th, 1977 by RCA Records. It was his second collaboration with David Bowie after The Idiot, released earlier that year. In 1 year, Iggy Pop releases The Idiot and Lust for Life. It's unbelievable. How does someone that's like riddled with that sort of drug addiction and fighting to get over that sort of thing release albums like this? A man fighting that many demons still had a lot to say. The album achieved critical acclaim and became Pop's most commercially successful album to date. It also remains his only gold certified release in the United Kingdom. From the ashes of the James Gang and the Eagles, Joe Walsh, There Goes the Neighborhood, fantastic song, Life of Illusion, The Small Faces, lead singer Mr. Rod Stewart from Every Picture Tells a Story, his signature a solo tune, Maggie May, The Quiet One from the Beatles, George Harrison, All Things Must Pass, his masterpiece solo effort, What Is Life? Mick Jagger from a little band from London called the Rolling Stones. The album is Performance from the original motion picture soundtrack. The song, Memo from Turner. From the Mamas and the Papas, it's Cass Elliot, Dream a Little Dream of Me, and the song of the same name. Mike Nesmith from the Monkees, from the album And the Hits Just Keep on Coming. The song Different Drum, famously recorded by the Stone Ponies. Stone Ponies were Linda Ronstadt's band before she went solo. And another excellent version of that song is done by the Boston-based group The Lemonheads. I suggest you hunt down Linda Ronstadt's and The Lemonheads' version of this song. Fantastic. This is much the countrified version of that song. And speaking of country, let's talk about one of the most beautiful country songs around, from the album GP, from the ashes of the Birds and the Flying Burrito Brothers. It's Mr. Graham Parsons, the song A Song for You. Initially country megastar Merle Haggard agreed to produce Parsons' first solo album, but backed out at the last minute. According to Meyer's 20,000 Roads, Warner Brothers arranged a meeting at Haggard's Bakersfield home, and the two musicians seemed to hit it off. But later on in the afternoon of the first session, Haggard canceled. Parsons, an enormous fan of Haggard, was crushed. His wife, Gretchen, telling Meyer, "Merle's not producing Graham's album was probably one of the greatest disappointments in Graham's life. Merle was very nice and very sweet, but he had his own enemies and his own demons to deal with and wasn't able to do it." Parson did manage to hire engineer Hugh Davis for the upcoming album, as well as the core of Elvis Presley's band. James Burton, who also played on Haggard Records on guitar, Glenn D. Harden on piano and organ, Ron Tutt on drums. Incredible. You go solo and I'll just go ahead and get Elvis's band. But it gets a lot better than that. A whole lot better. Because Parsons' biggest coup was discovering a little lady from Washington, D.C. by the name of Emmy Lou Harris, who was an unknown singer at that time. It was recommended to Parsons by Chris Hillman. Chris Hillman went on to say, or Emmy Lou Harris, I'm sorry, went on to say, I wouldn't say until that I had met Graham and started working with him that I didn't really understand or have a real love or feel for country music. Like most of my generation, you know, country music was politically incorrect for us at that point. It was associated with Republicans and right wing and that sort of thing. Graham taught Emmy Lou Harris the beauty and poetry and the simplicity and the honesty of country music. And the love of that harmony really came from singing with him. The song can really, truly bring you to tears. Hunt Down GP, or his album after that, Grievous Angel, they're just absolute masterpieces. It's sad that he left us so soon. Our final song from Genesis, it absolutely is not Phil Collins, but it's the singer, the good singer, Peter Gabriel, from Peter Gabriel 3, or as it's called, Melt, the fantastic song Games Without Frontiers. The song was written and recorded by Peter Gabriel. It was released on his 1980 self-titled debut album, which included backing vocals by Kate Bush. The song's lyrics are interpreted as commentary on the war and international diplomacy, being like children's games. The video for the song included clips from Olympic events and scenes from the 1951 educational film Duck and Cover, which used a cartoon turtle to instruct U.S. school children what to do in case of a nuclear attack. This forlorn imagery tends to reinforce the song's anti-war theme. The single became Gabriel's first top 10 hit in the UK and peaked at number 4, tied with 1986 Sledgehammer. It had the highest it was his highest charting song in the UK. Those two were tied. Peaked at number 7 in Canada, but only number 48 in the United States. The B-side of the single consisted of two tracks, Start and I Don't Remember. Gabriel's first two solo albums were distributed by Atlantic Records in the US, but they rejected the third album, which contained this track that I just played for you. They told Gabriel that he was committing commercial suicide, and Atlantic dropped him, but tried to buy the album back when Games of Without Frontiers took off in the UK and then start getting airplay in the US. But at that point, Peter Gabriel wanted nothing to do with Atlantic Records, and he let Mercury Records distribute the album in America. Ha, ha, ha. Well, that's it. That's Going Solo. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Tune in every week for new episodes. Subscribe to the podcast at djkingblind.com. I had such a great time. See you next week.